It's my great pleasure today to be speaking with Laura Downs, pianist extraordinaire, a champion of African-American music, other good causes, and who is coming to town this weekend to give the Hampton Roads premiere of the Piano Concerto No. 2, The Peaceable Kingdom, by our good friend Dr. Adolphus Hailstork. Laura, your first time here in Hampton Roads?
It is, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, I know you were in Richmond in the fall. You gave the premiere with the Valentina Pileggi of this piano concerto. So you know the concerto. Now you know Dolph. You didn't really work with Dolph before. I think this was you all's first collaboration.
It is, and it was a really nice kind of slow build. You know, I was hoping that he would write something for me, but I hate to be perfunctory about that. I always really want to get to know a person. So we spent a good bit of time on the phone and on Zoom just kind of getting to know each other, and he felt the same way, which was nice.
I understand there were some cookies involved.
There were
kind of a bribe to get him to write the concerto.
And we call it an incentive.
Incentive. And we're talking about chocolate chip cookies, not the computer cookies.
Yes.
We're talking about
No.
About
we're
munchies.
We're talking about my famous world's best chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
Yeah, I forget why I had to pull that card out, but, you know, he's a busy man, so I'll tell you what.
you are two busy people, I'm telling you, because, you know, we've known Dolph and worked with him very closely for years, and know, even though he's now in his 80s and retired, I think he's as busy as he has ever been. And so to have this new concerto come along, now, Joanne made two recordings of the first concerto. The second concerto is called The Peaceable Kingdom. Now, according to what I understand, he was under the assumption that you were a very peaceable person, but we see with your championing various causes, you may not always be that peaceable. How about it?
I mean, he should also ask my husband, because I have my moment. But I loved it that he did, you know, he found this part. Well, I remember he said to me early on, he said, I think you're a romantic. And I said, I absolutely am. And it's that, yeah, there's a gentleness and a kindness, a compassion to this piece that I'm very flattered that that is something that he discerned in me.
And I also understand it's something of almost a chamber concerto. There are no brass, single woodwinds, and gives you that more, I guess, intimate feeling with the music. And Dolph has said some of the most beautiful music he's ever written. And for him to say that, that is saying something.
Yeah, he told me that sometimes some of these little tunes that he wrote in this piece have brought him to tears. And I'll say the same is true for me. No, isn't that an amazing thing for a composer who's written as much music as he has, to just sort of be in love with something that you've created yourself? That's beautiful.
Well, he's sort of like the dean of African-American composers now. And you are, of course, the great champion. You've made so many recordings on your Rising Sun label. We play that label a lot on the air. You've done some other labels like Pentatone. You've done Sono Luminous, which is a label here in Virginia.
Right out there, yeah.
So you've been out on the record scene. And, of course, the concert scene as well. You were the Classical Woman of the Year for a performance today. Joanne got that award as well. So we've got two award winners in that particular category. How many concerts do you do a year?
It's such a good question. I don't count. All I know is, I mean, I'm on the road probably three quarters of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, so 3 weeks out of the month, I'm on the road. So it's a lot of playing. But I love it. I'm talking to you right now. I'm in New York. I'm actually at the Metropolitan Opera House right now. We just filmed an episode of my NPR show. And so this week has been, I mean, not atypical. I was finishing an album in upstate New York, and then we're here in the city filming for 2 days. And then I come down there and play concertos.
Fantastic. Well, talking about recordings, you know, radio people, of course, you're, I think, still in residence, KUSC, so you're involved in broadcasting. You know how us broadcasters are. You're involved very much in recording. So is Joanne. She's sort of like the lead conductor for Naxos these days. What are the chances of this concerto being recorded and released? Or can you say yet?
Yeah, no, I mean, I really hope we can. And, you know, I'm so glad that you bring that up about Joanne, because, as you said, I have this residency and on-air presence for KUSC in L.A. and KDSC in San Francisco, and I love making sure that my show is, you know, really broad and probably expanding the definition of what classical music is. And you know how many pieces of music exist on disc only because of Joanne.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's an incredibly transformative presence that she's had in the recording industry.
When Joanne first came to Norfolk, she came to the station. As I say, we've worked very closely with her. We have a huge library. We're an old station, full-time classical, 50,000 plus CDs, big library. And Joanne came in. I took her in the library and I said, now, anything in here that you want, we'll be glad to make you a copy and you can explore to your heart's desire. And once in a while, I would pull out something and play it for her. And before you know it, bam, it's on Naxos. No way. Yes, yes.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But she has. I mean, yeah. she has just, you know, scoured the world for wonderful music. And so have you. That Rising Sun label, I mean, we're just fascinated with all of the new recordings. We had Jesse Montgomery in town this week, for example.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, she's part of the Virginia Arts Festival. And give you great commendations for what you have done for the recorded repertoire. But we are keeping our fingers crossed that there may be a recording of the Hale Stork Second.
Yes, me too. I mean, I think that Joanne and I have both realized in our busy performing careers that we can play everything we want in the concert hall, but we're still only playing it for whoever happens to be in the concert hall that night. So this recording space and also the broadcast space, they are really critical in, you know, just informing the world at large. And I value those platforms so much.
Well, that's fantastic. We usually, as long as we get permission from the artist, we have the Virginia Symphony concerts recorded and we do broadcast all of those. And of course, that streams worldwide, so that does give it a bit of coverage as well. So I hope that I'd produce those, so I hope I'm going to be able to produce your concert and be able to say yes. And I remember when I talked with Laura and what a good time we had and how eager we were to hear that. I'm going to be over at the Friday night concert at the Ferguson Center. And then we have you downtown Saturday night. Need to mention that. 7:30 concert time. And you and Joanne are going to do a pre-concert talk, I think probably between 6:30 and 7, you'll be out on the stage discussing the music so people can come and learn about it. There's a learning component there.
Yeah, and we both do like to talk about music, as you know.
Good. Well, that's fantastic. Well, we are looking forward to it. I mean, this is an exciting thing for us. We have worked so closely with Dolph over the years. He even wrote some station IDs for us one year. And
so
it was kind of cool. But, you know, to have the famous Dolph Hale Stork write your IDs, woo, that was a coup for us. But Laura Downs, you are one of the great forces in music these days. We will continue to play your recordings. We'll look forward to that concert, which will also have the Tarina Danzas Fantasticas, a couple of rags from Scott Joplin, and also music from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. So a fabulous concert night. Glad you're a part of it. We wish you well up there in New York, and we'll look forward to seeing you on stage shortly in Norfolk. Laura, travel safely.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.
Laura Downs performs with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta, this Friday, May 17th at the Ferguson Center for the Arts in Newport News, and Saturday, May 18th at the Wilder Performing Arts Center on the campus of Norfolk State University. You can find tickets and more information at virginiasymphony.org.